This is a CK to Z news update. 3 one-day workshops this past weekend certified 34 Cortez Island residents with critical, life-saving skills as emergency first aid responders. Theory and practice sessions included emergency scene assessment, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, use of an automated external defibrillator, or AED, as well as treatment for shock, an obstructed airway, burns, and much more. The certification is valid for 3 years, and the course attendees were a mix of new and repeat students. The training was organized by the Cortez Community Health Association Family Support Program, which has done so every few years for the last decade. Desta Beatty, Family Support Coordinator, told CKTZ News that, quote, "It is difficult and costly to travel to Campbell River to learn these important skills, so we bring the trainers here. This particular training was supported in part by funding from the Union for BC Municipalities Fire Smart Recovery Grant, written by Strathcona Regional District Emergency Services, to provide skills training for youth. At least 8 local organizations and small businesses sponsored their staff to attend this training, as it is equivalent to WorkSafe BC Occupational First Aid Level 1. End quote. For this reason, the course recommends that a worker acting as the designated first aid responder always stays within the scope of their training, thus avoiding any legal repercussions. All 3 days were taught by instructor Amin Jiraj through the BC and Yukon branch of the Life Saving Society. He has taught over 100 lifeguard and first aid courses and would like to see a world where basic first aid training is compulsory.
I think learning emergency first aid, CPR, and how to use an AED is essential for anyone in any community. Knowing how to step in and help someone in those critical first few minutes. I think it's even more important in a small community, in a remote or rural community, to have capacity locally to step in and provide that leadership and support at a time where it could be a matter of life and death. These skills are so important. They're just basic learn how to save a fellow human being's life skills that, you know, I think everyone should have as part of their regular education and training.
And could you just elaborate for a moment on what happens in those first few critical minutes?
Absolutely. Well, if you think about it on a very simple basis, how long can you hold your breath for? Minute, a minute and a half, 2 minutes if you're at the top of your athletic game, if you will. Our brain can only forego oxygen for about 5 minutes before permanent brain damage sets in. So stepping in as a first aider, as a first responder, and being able to support the patient if they're having difficulty breathing or if, you know, their heart has stopped, being able to step in and breathe for them and to be the heartbeat for them by doing CPR compressions, you're effectively keeping them alive for those critical 5 minutes, those critical 15, 20, sometimes even 45 minutes when we're waiting for an ambulance or emergency medical services to show up.
On Cortez Island, emergency medical services can take as long as 45 minutes to arrive on the scene.
Those first few minutes are critical and really set the patient and the medical teams up for success down the road as the patient continues down the chain of survival.
Although people sometimes shy away from taking responsibility for first aid as a bystander or even calling 911, Jiraj emphasized that 911 operators not only dispatch help as needed, but also provide valuable instructions and support at a time that can be extremely stressful.
Folks often can't see themselves as really saving someone's life with these skills. But by virtue of knowing when to call 911, making that call and making that firm decision to say, hey, we need to get help and support, we need to get that AED, those are all ingredients that are going to help really optimize that patient's chance of success and recovery.
This news report included excerpts from an interview with Life Saving Society's first aid instructor, Amin Jiraj, and email comments from Cortez Community Health Association Family Support Coordinator, Desta Beatty.